Hello?
Hi, hello, ma'am. My name is Matthew. I'm from National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey. I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. And are you over the age of 18 and registered to vote?
Yeah.
Okay. To be sure we're representing everyone, may I ask your race? Are you Caucasian, African-American, Hispanic, Asian, or Native? Thank you so much.
African-American.
Thank you, ma'am. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Are you definitely going to vote? Probably going to vote?
Most likely, yeah.
So be fair enough to put definitely going to vote?
So what?
You're definitely going to vote or probably going to vote?
I'm probably going to vote.
Thank you. And what is your age?
59.
Thank you so much. And can you please rate your level of motivation for voting this year for presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you have no motivation at all, and 10, you're extremely motivated. You can choose any number between 0 to 10.
Yeah. Now I'll give it a 5.
A 5. Thank you so much. Now, generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year?
I do sometimes.
Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
No, not that close.
Not that closely. Thank you so much. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I'm a Democrat. I'm definitely a Democrat.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
I say I'm a strong Democrat.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Do I approve who?
Do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
Do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
I somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm satisfied.
Thank you.
And no, I'm dissatisfied. I'm a peasant. I'm dissatisfied.
Okay, is that dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
I'm dissatisfied, yeah. With some of the things the country got going on.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I would say it's getting better.
Getting better, thank you. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. So here's a list. Combating division and racism. Protecting abortion rights.
I think protection abortion rights.
Okay. And lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
Yes.
Improving K through 12 public education.
Yes.
Passing common sense gun reform to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people. Creating more jobs and raising wages. Fighting inflation.
Raising more jobs.
Thank you so much. All right, now I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale of 0 to 10. Which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. Remember, you can choose any number from 0 to 100. Depending on how you feel. So if you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, please say so. So the first one, Sherrod Brown.
I never heard of that organization. I'm not familiar with none of those.
Thank you. How about Jill Stein?
No.
How about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
No.
Bernie Moreno?
No.
From 0 to 100.
Probably 0.
0. Okay. How about Kamala Harris?
Never heard of him.
Okay. Tim Scott?
Never heard of him.
Donald Trump?
I heard of him.
So from 0 to 100, what do you feel towards Donald Trump? The higher you go, the more warm you feel towards him.
I would say 0.
0. How about Joe Biden?
I feel, Joe Biden, I haven't heard of him. So, no, I would go 0 with that.
0. Okay. So keep in mind that 0 are negative cold feelings that you feel towards them. Perfect. All right. How about
Not Joe Biden. I'll give that a 5.
5%? Remember, it's from 0 to 100. So
well, I'll
give
that
100%.
100%. I'll get 50%.
Thank you so much. Democrats in Congress.
Democrat.
Yeah, just in general. Democrats in Congress. How do you feel towards
0.
A 0. How about Republicans in Congress?
That's definitely 0.
Okay, perfect. Let's move forward now. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what if the elections for president were held today, and the candidates were independent Colonel West and independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, independent Jill Stein, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Joe Biden. I would say Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Thank you so much. Now, if the general election for U.S. Senate were held today, and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
No.
Only a little or nothing at all?
Probably a little.
Thank you. And has what you read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
Probably more.
Somewhat more favorable or much more favorable?
More favorable.
And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards the Biden administration, in your own words?
I didn't forgot, but I've read something stating about him doing.
I'm sorry.
Something about I read something about Biden doing, getting more jobs, doing something.
They're adding more jobs to the economy?
Yeah. I might have read something else, but right now I can't remember.
Perfect. Moving forward, have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
I've seen something about Trump, but I didn't really read it. I wasn't interested.
Only a little? Yes, some, or yes, a lot?
I wasn't at all.
Nothing at all?
No, not when it comes to Trump.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to go ahead and read you some others. I'm sorry. So I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African community right now? So I'm going to read them out to you. Cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, your lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, stagnant wages and raising costs, Donald Trump getting elected president again, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, the lack of quality education opportunities, rising crime and violence.
Yeah, the rising whatever, the violence. Exactly.
The violence. And do you have another one on top of your head?
The education.
Education. So it will be the lack of quality education opportunities?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. Now, for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden would be better at dealing with that issue. So here goes the first issue. The first one, growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like you. Who do you think will do it?
I think that Joe Biden.
Joe Biden much better or somewhat better?
Mm-hmm. Joe Biden much better.
Much better. How about securing our borders?
Joe Biden.
Much better or somewhat?
Much better.
Thank you. How about bringing down the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
Joe Biden.
Much better or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. How about implementing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Joe Biden, right?
Yeah.
Okay. How about the rise
of... No, I'm strongly against that.
Right, but who do you think would do a better job, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Somewhat or much more? Better.
Much more.
Mm. How about the rise of white supremacy and nationalism?
Joe Biden.
Somewhat better or much better?
Much better.
Mm. How about protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare?
Joe Biden.
Somewhat or much better that you'll take care of?
I would say much better.
Much better, thank you. So moving forward, generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him?
Probably more favorable.
Much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Thank you. As you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up the alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 elections. Generally speaking, do you think that the trial was fair or unfair?
For Donald Trump?
Yes.
I think it was fair.
Somewhat fair or very fair?
Somewhat fair.
Thank you. Now, since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I don't. I still wouldn't vote for him.
Is that you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
I strongly disagree.
Thank you. How often do you receive information about the word and politics of social media? Very often.
I receive it often on my phone.
Very or often?
Very.
Thank you. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Twitter/X, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook?
Facebook,
thank you. All right, and switching gears a little bit here. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Well, the ninth grade.
Nine. Okay, thank you. And are you married? Unmarried? Mm-hmm. Single?
I'm single. I'm single.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Very liberal.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Thank you. All right, now thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
My neighbors are mixed.
So would you say about half or more than half?
Half, more than half.
More than half, thank you. Now, how would you describe the area where you live in, urban, suburban, or rural?
I would say suburban.
Thank you. All right, so were one or more of your younger parents born outside the United States?
Yeah, my parents were born in the United States.
Outside the United States?
No, they were born in the United States.
Your grandparents, okay. Now, were one or more of your parents born outside the United States?
They were born in the United States.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Were you born outside the United States?
No, I was born in the United States.
Okay, thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
No, thank you. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation. I truly appreciate it. You have yourself a great rest of the night.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.